Catch every pitch of Frisco Rough Riders AA Baseball on the Ticket 1700 AM. Featuring Jimmy Christopher and the voice of the Rough Riders, Scott Garner. Brought to you by Hooters and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to The Hard Line. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And we're out today at Dillard's at North Park. So come on by here if you get a chance. Tony Dorsett's over there doing the autograph thing. He's out for Perry Ellis today. So come out here and see us. We got some pizza and stuff from Buca di Beppo.
Mm-hmm.
And some root beer and big fun out here at Dillard's.
I already bought me a swimsuit.
Did you?
I sure did. Big orange swimsuit. It's nice.
Well, now it's time for a little fun with real audio, right?
Yes, it is. And Grego, I'm glad that you're back with us today, because I would hate to do this segment without you.
What does that tell you, Grego?
You know what? I can't hear you guys.
Can you hear us now?
I can hear you now.
That's fabulous. I was saying I'm glad that you're with us to do this segment of Fun with Real Audio.
Why is that?
Well, because you're a big part of it.
I always am.
I know.
It's always a big kick in the crotch to me.
Now, we're saving the newest of the robot Gregos for a latter date, but we will get to three things that we thought were extremely funny. One happened last week when I was in New York doing the show, and you guys were back at the studio, and I had Evander Holyfield on. And Evander Holyfield had a headset on, and we were talking back and forth, but Grego didn't know that, and so Grego kind of stops down the interview by doing this. What's your drive right now?
My goal is to be undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. I guess the first time I lost in 1992 in my whole professional career. And I'd say if I could be the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, then I would retire. And just taking this long for me to get.
Ask him if you can see his ear where Tyson bit him.
He can hear you, Greg.
Oh, he can?
Yeah, you can ask him yourself.
I was going to get you to look at his ear where Tyson bit it.
Awesome.
You should have seen the look on Holyfield's face when you said that. He was like, what?
I didn't know he had a headset. I didn't know you guys had a whole remote set up.
You thought Corby was just like on a wireless,
right,
or something.
Exactly.
That was so great.
He started looking around the room.
Where'd that come from? Who's that?
Oh, it was great.
The thing, you didn't disparage him. Call him a phony or something.
Ask him why he's a fraud.
I kind of wish I was.
He's right here. You can ask him yourself.
What's he going to do to me? He'd be punching the snake out, not me.
Now that would have been funny.
Oh, my God. Taking a right cross from Holyfield. All right.
What would have really been funny is the snake gets decked for something Grego does.
Right.
I wish I'd have done it. A lot of P1s wish I would have done it, too.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Quarter.
Now we move on to Alphabet Grego. Now, Grego's had problems with the Alphabet before, which we'll play after this, but you guys were talking Mavericks earlier in the week, and see if you can spot where Alphabet Grego rears his ugly head.
I don't think...
Well, when you say tear down, I mean, what are you talking about? Are you talking about everybody goes?
I'm talking about...
Everybody but Dirk?
I'm talking about just about... I'm talking about
ABD, everybody but Dirk?
I'm talking about at least three...
You know what? And I knew once that came out of my mouth that I'd screwed that up.
Damn it.
Now, did that stop things down?
No, you just kept going. I was looking at you like, did you hear that? Because we were on remote out at the AC. It was during one of those hockey remotes.
Was I looking at you like I did?
No, it just went right over your head. And the best part is he's so adamant about it. Like, he's just so confident with it. Everybody but Dirk, ABD, play it again.
And the minute I said it, I knew that I'd screwed up.
I don't think...
Well, when you say tear down, I mean, what are you talking about? Are you talking about everybody goes?
I'm talking about...
Everybody but Dirk?
I'm talking about just about... I'm talking about
ABD, everybody but Dirk?
I'm talking about at least three...
Okay, and that's not the first time, like we said, that Grego has had trouble with the alphabet. Here is the first time.
Eazy-E died of a drive-by shooting... B, AIDS, 3, a drug overdose.
No, he died of AIDS, Jimmy.
Yeah, A, B, and 3. All right, fade it. Oh, boy. Alphabet Grego, huh?
That's where the famous line of Danny doing fake Grego going, A, B, 3, D, E, F, 5.
Stop making me laugh. I don't want to wake up Clyde. She's asleep on my head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, does it hurt your back when you laugh?
Nah, not really.
That's good.
All right, and this happens very rarely, the complete Grego meltdown, where he backs himself into a verbal corner and can't get out of it. And so basically his way of getting out of it is silence and then a random word.
Just a muttering.
Yeah. So, there's been two other examples of...
Only two.
Only two in the history of the Hardline, or at least since Danny and I have been working on the show. This has only happened twice.
Do we want to hear these now?
Yeah, let's hear these now.
I just think that, yeah. Why would you... Yeah.
And here is number three. Now listen, because he's ready to make a point because he completely cuts me off in mid-sentence.
So you mean he had a sports point?
Yes, he did. The Victoria's Secret show on CBS, the fall fashion show, has been canceled. What are they afraid of there? It's a long... I mean, it's girls in bras and panties.
Because they just don't want to chance it.
Man, this country, you know what?
They don't know what's, you know?
What?
They don't know.
People don't know. That is awesome.
The best is like Danny and Kevin. You can hear Danny under his breath go, what? And then Kevin like chimes in, and then I have a big pterodactyl moment right after.
Giant pterodactyl.
I couldn't help it. Play it again. The Victoria's Secret show on CBS, the fall fashion show, has been canceled.
Listen.
What are they afraid of there? It's a long, I mean, it's girls in bras and panties.
Because they just don't want to chance it.
Man, this country, you know what?
They don't know what's, you know?
What?
Listen to that. Big, giant pterodactyl.
Roy, you did have a pterodactyl
moment there.
Well,
do you blame me?
Well, no, not really.
Do you blame me?
Not really.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
Listen to it by itself.
They don't.
Boy, the combination.
They don't know what's...
Hang on, do it again, Psycho.
They don't know what's... You know?
The combination of what, Mike?
The combination of that and the pterodactyl moment. Play the whole thing and let's listen to that laugh.
The Victoria's Secret show on CBS, the fall fashion show, has been canceled. What are they afraid of there? It's a long... I mean... It's girls in bras and panties.
Because they just don't want to chance it.
Man, this country... You know what?
They don't... They don't know what's, you know?
What?
They don't know.
People don't know.
They don't know.
That's where this drop came from. No?
No, it's not.
You know which one I'm talking about, Dave.
Oh, the real cut-off laugh?
Yeah, the cut-off laugh.
What that is?
Yeah, that's where that came from.
Because one of the big wheeze at the front?
That's it. What a wheeze.
Wow. I'm sorry.
You have the most insane laugh of
I know.
All time.
Well, good work, Grego.
Thank you.
It's been a solid 2 weeks for you.
Is that it?
I think good work, Corby, too.
We don't have time. We'll do the other one next time we do this.
All right.
Compare noises. Oh, hey,
I was looking forward to that.
It's draft talk time, man.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola is coming up next, as well as the Stiff Celebrity Challenge here on The Ticket.